Good afternoon and welcome everyone to the Waite Park Softball Complex. We've got an elimination game for you here about to get underway with fourth seeded Piers and third seeded Melrose. Loser sees their season end. Winner will play again tonight against either Albany or Cathedral. Those two teams playing at Miller Park here at the complex. Those are the winner's bracket game as this Melrose team lost to Albany, the two seed, 16-0 in the game played after the Piers Cathedral 2-1 decision. Melrose is the home team by way of the high seed, the number three seeded Dutchman. So Piers will start things off with Jade Porter when we come back.
Summer is here and so are big savings. Celebrate by upgrading your appliances with Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Memorial Day sales event. Hi, this is Sarah. You'll find big savings on GE appliances now through June 14th. Save up to 20% on select GE appliances or save up to $1,200 on select appliance packages via online or mail-in rebate. Don't forget to shop the Memorial Day sales event at Design Electronics Radio Shack now through June 14th for huge savings on GE appliances.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, Jade Porter is in the batter's box. Micaiah Luttmer is the pitcher, and the game is underway, and the first pitch is lined to third for an out. Good stab at third by Ashley Rademacher on the first pitch of the game, and that's the way this one starts. One quick out here for Luttmer, the right-hander, is now Hannah Call bats. And Hannah takes strike one. Brianna Meyer on deck as Piers, 13-7-1, 14-7 for Melrose. Call leaves that one high. One ball, one strike. These two teams met in the first round of the playoffs last year, and Piers won that one 1-0. To eliminate the Dutchman, they'll try and eliminate Melrose for the second time in 2 years. There's one flipped towards the Pioneer first base dugout, and the count goes to 1-2 to senior Hannah Call. Line drive out here to start the ball game as Hannah watches low. Ball and strike. Umpire today is Brian Olmscheid. Barry Byrol on the bases here. Melrose, yellow jerseys, gray pants, purple letters and numbers and sleeves as ground ball is short. Hannah hustling down the line, but the throw will beat her from Abby Hinnenkamp. And Call bounces out for out number two, and now it's the catcher Brianna Meyer to hit. Brittany Bozer now on deck. Here's Luttmer, low, ball one. Micaiah Luttmer, right-hander for Melrose, getting the start. And she's just a freshman for head coach Stephen Waddell and Christy Ekstrom. 2-0 now to Brianna Meyer. Outfield straight away, and the pitch is high. 3-0. Catching for Melrose is Kinsey Walbeck at first base. Holly Hellerman at second. Taryn Van Heel, shortstop. We just saw her make a play. Abby Hinnenkamp and also Ashley Rademacher at third base. In the outfield, Tammy Rademacher in left, Kayla Osting in center, and Brea Meyer in right as Meyer took a strike there, 3-1, and now in the air to second base, and it is caught. Drifting back is Taryn Van Heel, and the Pioneers are retired. 1-2-3, we'll meet in Melrose batting order next.
Congratulations to the class of 2017. Piers School District 484 will be hosting our graduation ceremonies on Friday, May 26th at the MAC starting at 7 p.m. We are so proud to have worked with such a talented and caring group of seniors. I also want to recognize the dedication and leadership of our honor students. They are Abby Ottman, Rebecca Ottman, Taryn Becker, Michaela Brambrink, Casey Bischofsky, Tori Fleischacher, Ashley Faust, Leah Furman, Lane Gertz, Lillian Gook, Derek Hall, Nicole Johnson, Hannah Call, Michaela Kowalczyk, Adam Kroll, Megan Langer, Aaron Marshick, Lucas Oddy, Andrew Poster, Claire Reardon, Beth Sayre, Andrea Schaefer, Grant Smoody, Emily Sullinger, Candace Stengel, Gabrielle Tembrell, Sarah Thomas, and Ashley Young. What a talented and remarkable group of seniors. We've all been impressed by your performances all year long, and I thank you for the leadership and role modeling you've done for the rest of our school. Good luck.
Oh, last day of school tomorrow for the seniors. As Brittany Bozer ready to deliver the first pitch of her elimination game, first inning. And the first batter she faces is center fielder Kayla Austing, leading things off for Melrose. No score. And a first pitch right there for a strike. 0-1. Kayla Austing, Taryn Van Heel, and Abby Hinnenkamp do up for Melrose. Left one high, 1-1. Kayla Austing, one of the seniors here for Melrose, along with Abby Hinnenkamp, who will bat third this inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, 1-2. Taryn Van Heel is up next. She's also a senior. Kenzie Myers in the lineup, a senior. Holly Hellerman and Rose Heinen. Pop foul towards third, and over to look is Claire Reardon, but just out of her range for a foul ball. It stayed in play, but staying alive is Kayla Austing, the center fielder. Much nicer day here than Tuesday when we battled light rain for the early portions of the ball game, as Brittany Bozer, coming off an 11 strikeout performance against Cathedral, deals the 1-2 pitch, fouled back, good cut by Austing, but back into the screen. Still 1-2. Pioneers in their all blacks, white numerals, red letters trimmed in white. Purple batting helmet of the Dutchman. Melrose in black, purple, R. There's a line drive, base hit to left. Chasing it is Hannah Call into the gap, and Austing motors into second with a leadoff double. Kayla Austing starts the bottom of the first with an extra base hit. And it's an early scoring chance for Melrose. Taryn Van Heel now, senior second baseman, will bat, and we'll see if Melrose plays small ball early. Steven Waddell is coaching at first. Christy Ekstrom is the coach at third. Coke head coaches here. No sign of a bunt as Brittany's pitch is high for a ball. The top two seeds in 6AA on this half stayed true. Not over in the north half is a swing and a miss. 1-1. They got rained out in Alexandria Tuesday, so they played yesterday. Both the 1 and 2 seeds got knocked off yesterday. So they're playing an elimination game. There's a pop-up. Catcher Meyer, fair ball catch up the line to first for one out. Meyer, about 15 feet up the first baseline, records the first out, and it'll bring up shortstop Abby Hinnenkamp. Number 1 seed Osakis got beat by the 5 seed Purim. As the pitch from Bozer, swing and a miss to Hinnenkamp, the Melrose shortstop. And Pequot Lakes, the defending section champion, got beat yesterday, so they're playing for their season today as well. The 1 and 2 seeds playing an elimination game in Alexandria. Another swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Bertha Hewitt-Verndale is the team that beat Pequot. They're the 3 seed over the 2 seed. Holly Hellerman, the Melrose first baseman on deck. Leadoff double for Kayla Austing. We're in the bottom of the first. Strike 3 called. Hinnenkamp rung up. And they're 2 down. Right on the corner. And now first baseman Holly Hellerman steps into the batter's box. So Brittany Bozer trying to work around that leadoff double. And the pitch. Holly Hellerman swings and misses. Brianna Myers playing catcher today. Taylor Cummings, Ella Kalushi, Terry Treader, and Claire Reardon from first to third on the infield. A little bit of a change out in right where Emily Burgraff is starting today. That one just inside. Jade Porter in center, Hannah Call in left. Bring it again, girl. One ball, one strike. On deck is Ashley Rademacher. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. That rise ball, and it's 1-2. Pioneers went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Again, the winner of this game will move across the complex and play again at about 6:30 tonight. Pop foul out of play. Still 1-2 to the Melrose cleanup batter. Kayla Austing lining a double to the left center gap. After fouling off a couple of two-strike pitches, that was the first batter, but then a pop-up and a strikeout. Change-up grounded to Reardon at third. Claire will field throw and get her. And a good job by Brittany Bozer to get away from any damage. After giving up the leadoff double, Austing is stranded at second base. And after one in 6AA playoff elimination action, it's Melrose nothing, Piers nothing.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Brittany Bozer, the Piers pitcher, will lead things off, followed by Taylor Cummings. Here as we go to the top of the second in a scoreless ball game. Bozer facing Littmer, and the first pitch is swung on and missed, 0-1. Piers got a line out, a ground out, and a pop out in their first three batters. Littmer winds and deals, and there's one popped up to short and caught. Bozer lifts one to shortstop on the infield and caught there by Abby Hinnenkamp. And that'll bring up Taylor Cummings, the first baseman, and on deck moves Emily Diker. Now the home plate umpire is being asked a question by Coach Pepping at third, something about the pitching release of Littmer. Diker is batting today for third baseman Claire Reardon. Is a little bit of a change, as Terry Treader will bat today. So will Emily Burgraff a little bit later on. So Cummings ready to bat now. And the first pitch is high for ball one to first baseman Taylor Cummings. Sophomore for Coach Pepping and the Pioneers. There's the swing off the mask. Ouch. Right off Kinsey Walbeck's catcher's mask. One ball, one strike, one out here in the second inning. Joe Call coaching at first, Matt Pepping coaching at third. That ball sails away, 2-1. This is the field that the Pioneers eliminated Long Prairie Gray Eagle on last year. Ironically enough, the two coaches were opposing head coaches last year. Joe, the head coach of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Here's the pitch. Taylor flips it back and into the screen. 2-2. Not a lot of room to the screen here. Runners at third, if they eventually get there, we'll have to be aware of that. All dirt infield, 220 all the way around, just like the other ballpark. There's a ground ball to shortstop. Cummings is out at first. Two up, two down for the designated player, Emily Diker. As the Pioneers early on are keeping Abby Hinnenkamp pretty busy. That's her third chance already in the first five batters. Diker takes one low, ball one. Batting for Claire Reardon here. And the 1-0 pitch from Littmer. Change up to third. That's a fair ball. And safe is Diker. Coming up to play it in front of the bag was Ashley Rademacher, and the ball kind of jostled out of her glove, and by that time, Diker's safe at first. And now second baseman Ella Calusi will try and extend the inning with two outs. And that pitch is a little bit low. Good stop by Walbeck. So Calusi now with Diker at first. Two down on a pop-up to short and a ground-out to short, and then the error at third. Here's the pitch. Calusi watches low and away. Throw to first. Back is Emily. Two balls, no strikes. Terry Tretter is on deck. No score here in the second inning. Ground ball to short. Hitting camp. Up and on to first in time. Either a put out or an assist on all three outs for Melrose shortstop Abby Hinnenkamp. And the Pioneers leave Emily Diker stranded at first. In the bottom of the second, Melrose will send up Ashley Rademacher, Kinsey Walbeck, and Micaiah Littmer.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Leading off is Ashley Rademacher, the third baseman. A quick two-strike count against Brittany Bozer, and that one rides up and in. One ball, two strikes. Leading off the bottom of the second, Ashley Rademacher from Melrose in a scoreless elimination game here in Waite Park today. The 1-2, high, 2-2. Kinsey Walbeck, the catcher. And then Micaiah Littmer, the pitcher, to bat here for Melrose. Only one hit in the game, and that was Kayla Austin leading off for Melrose with a double. There's a swing and a miss. Strikeout. Second strikeout for Brittany Bozer, and it starts the second with an out, and it brings up Melrose catcher Kinsey Walbeck. Right-handed hitter. And here's Bolzer's first pitch. It's inside for a ball. Some of the other games today include a couple of CMC teams meeting in Maple Lake in 5AA. Eden Valley Watkins is playing at Maple Lake. Swing and a miss. 1-1 at a changeup. Little Falls Flyers get their playoffs started today in 8-3A. They're at number 2 Alexandria. Little Falls the number 7 seed. 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes to Kinsey Walbeck with one out as she chokes up on the bat.
Hey, Brittany, you and four.
And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got her. Back-to-back strikeouts. That'll bring up Melrose pitcher Micaiah Littmer. Melrose opened up their playoffs with a 12-6 win over Holdingford. Then they got beat 16-0 by Albany Tuesday. Pierce beating Sauk Center 7-4, losing to Cathedral 2-1. That's how these two teams got to this point in their postseason as the first pitch to Littmer is lifted over the third base dugout and out of play. Brea Meyer is on deck. Littmer, a right-handed pitcher, left-handed hitter for Melrose. Two down. Bottom of the second, bases clear in the Melrose home half of the second inning as Bozer winds and lifted in the air to left, right at Hannah Call. Hannah will come in and make a catch. Three up, three down. And we'll go to the third, still looking for a run in this elimination game between the Pioneers and the Dutchmen.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Shortstop, sophomore Terry Treader leads off. And she lifts one into left field. Base hit. Terry delivers the first Pioneer hit of the day. A clean single into left center. The pitch was a little below the knees, and Terry went down and got that one. So a leadoff hit for the number 8 batter, Terry Treader. And now the right fielder, Emily Burgraff, will bat.
Come on, girl.
And then top of the order. And show of a bunt, and that ball gets away. There goes Terry to second. She'll reach. It almost looked like Emily reached out with her bare hand. I think that was almost a natural instinct. Ball got away from Walbeck. So Treader's to second, and that pitch to the screen, and now Terry's at third. That ball down around the feet of Emily Burgraff. She's shortened up to bunt twice, but both times the ball has been wild and... Well, do they have a strike on the batter? Apparently it's 1-1 on the scoreboard. Swing and a foul.
Good cut. You got a piece of it.
So they didn't have the bunt on there with a runner at third as they let Emily swing away. Jade Porter's on deck. Now it is, they say, 2-1. Two balls and a strike to right fielder Emily Burgraff. As Littmere deals, shows bunt, and it's up high, 3-1. As Walbeck walks Treader back to the bag at third. A leadoff single and then a pair of wild pitches, and the Pioneers have the first runner to advance to third today. Trying to crack the scoreboard here in the third inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Full count to Emily Burgraff. She is just a freshman. Played some as a runner against Cathedral Tuesday. Here's the payoff pitch from Littmere. Up high, and she walked. That should be ball four. It is. Ball four. Burgraff aboard. First and third. Top of the order, Jade Porter up, and now Burgraff will just keep going and stop at second. So it's just like that. Second and third for Jade Porter. And ball was live, and Emily just kept going. And there's a base hit into center field. No, it's jumbled and caught, just sliding in. Boy, I thought that was dropping. What a play in center field by Kayla Austin on a great catch. They almost doubled off Burgraff. Austin with a great play in center field. Well hit ball by Jade Porter. Now it's Hannah Call. Hannah shows bunt and it's high and outside. Ball one. And Coach Pepping a little upset that Terry didn't have her tag set up to try and score from third there. So it's second and third with one out after the line drive catch. There's a bunt to third. That is foul. Played there by Rademacher, the third baseman who came up the line, just swept it foul. One ball, one strike. Hannah grounded out to the shortstop. Hinnenkamp, her first time up. On deck is Brianna Meyer. Here's the Littmer pitch. Just inside, 2-1 on Pioneers here. And the ball got away on a throw to third, and here comes Terry Treader touching home, and it's 1-0. So, the Dutchmen throw the ball around, and the Pioneers able to get Terry to third on a couple of wild pitches, and then an error will allow her to score, and the Pioneers are on the board first, and now Melrose will meet in the pitcher's circle, try and settle things down a little bit. Coach Pepping has his players around him, Burgraff, Call, and Meyer. The leadoff hit has come in to score. Terry Treader makes her way around the bases. Still at second base is Emily Burgraff. She did not advance on that play. Melrose comes in today 14-7. Pioneers 13-7-1. All right, we're ready to resume action as Hannah Call has a 2-1 count. There's one out, runner at second, a run on the board here. And the pitch, bunted foul. Dropped it right behind home plate, fielded quickly there by Kinsey Walbeck, the Melrose catcher. It's 2-2 now to Hannah. Trying to get Emily Burgraff home from second base. Here's the Littmer pitch, and it's well high above the shoulders of Hannah Call. Full count to senior Hannah Call. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Littmer deals, and it's low. She walked her. Burgraff will attempt to throw, but hold. Second walk of the inning issued by Kiowa Littmer. And now Brianna Meyer to hit with two on and only one out. Brianna popped up to second, ending the first inning. Pops that one back over the first base dugout and out of play. One strike. Brittany Bozer is on deck. Emily Burgraff at second, and now Hannah Call at first. Brianna Meyer at the plate. Pioneers looking for a big inning here in the third. Chased a high one and knocked it back into the screen. 0-2 to Brianna Meyer. Littmer hasn't struck out anybody. She hadn't walked anybody through the first two innings, but now she's put two on with free passes. Two strikes to Brianna Meyer. Bowser to follow. Here's the Littmer pitch. Foul back. Good cut that time by Brittany. I should say by Brianna. Again, the loser of this game packs it away for the year. The winners move across the complex to play another elimination game tonight. Fly ball to Austin in center, pretty much in her tracks, now drifts back. Burgraff will set up to tag in advance on the fly ball, and it's first and third with two outs. So Kayla Austin has recorded both outs here in this inning for Melrose out in center field. And with two down, runners at the corners, the Piers pitcher, Brittany Bozer, at the plate. Shows bunt, takes a strike. Call will steal second without a throw. One strike to Brittany Bozer with two in scoring position now for the Pioneers' top run producer. She popped a short, her only time up. Left that one low, dug out by Kinsey Walbeck. Evens the count at 1-1. The inning began with a leadoff hit for Terry Treader. It's the only hit of the inning. Here's the windup and high for a 2-1 count. First base is open with Taylor Cummings on deck. 2-1 pitch from Micaiah Littmer. Hit her. That's a dead ball, and Brittany will go to first to load the bases for first baseman Taylor Cummings. Right kind of in the rib cage area as it came inside. So Taylor's got a chance to really do some damage here. She'll need a two-out hit here. Taylor grounded to the shortstop Hinnenkamp in the second inning. And looked like a good changeup from Littmer across for a strike, 0-1. So for the second game in a row, Piers has grabbed a lead as there's a big uppercut swing, empty. 0-2 to Taylor Cummings. Tuesday, they led top-seeded Cathedral with a run in the first and held that lead until the bottom of the sixth when Cathedral got two to win it. Ground ball left side of the infield. Hinnenkamp to first just in time. Big stretch over there by Holly Hellerman, the Melrose first baseman, to record the out. And the Pioneers leave the bases loaded. But they are on the board. They get a run, a Terry Treader base hit, a Melrose error, and there were three left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the third. Melrose sends up 8-9-1 in the order.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Bethel Algren. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take the time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations to the girls track for making it to the state true team meet for the third year in a row. Good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right. Bottom of the third begins with a first pitch strike to Melrose right fielder Brea Meyer. Tammy Rademacher and then Kayla Austin do up here. 1-0 Piers, bottom of three. There's a swing, no half swing, but it's called a strike, 0-2. Piers gets a run on a hit and an error, a couple of walks, a couple of wild pitches mixed in to score. 0-2 to Meyer. Swinging a pop foul, and that's going to drift just over the fence. Taylor over to give it a look. Still two strikes to the Melrose right fielder, Brea Meyer. This is 8-9-1 in the order. Meyer is a sophomore for the Lady Dutchman. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss down on strikes. One out. That is four strikeouts now for Brittany Bozer. And here's Tammy Rademacher, the Melrose left fielder. Only one lefty, looks like. 1-9 in the batting order, and that's the pitcher, Littmer. That one is way high. 1-0 as Brianna Meyer has to jump up to catch that. Piers 1, Melrose nothing. Bottom of the third with one out here. Bases empty for the Dutchman. They're the home team. Here's Brittany's pitch right there, held by Brianna Meyer. One ball, one strike. Right now there's a bank of clouds over the sun, so not quite as bright. That one just a little inside. 2-1 to Tammy Rademacher. Hannah Call in left, Jade Porter in center, Emily Burgraff, the right fielder today. 2-1 pitch is cut on, missed. 2-2 to Rademacher. One hit for Melrose, a leadoff double by Kayla Austin in the ballgame. Swing and a miss, got her. Strikeout. So the third starts with back-to-back strikeouts for Brittany Bozer. And now to the top of the order with center fielder Kayla Austin. She lined a double to left center, leading off the first. Was stranded there, though, as Brittany got a pop-up to Brianna Meyer, a strikeout, and a ground-out to Claire Reardon from the next three Melrose batters. Change-up, tapped foul, had her well out in front of that. Rolling over in front of the Melrose dugout on the third base side, 0-1. 220 all the way around the ballpark here. Fence line about 8 feet high all the way around. 0-1 to Austin with two outs in the third. Here's the windup and another changeup popped up. Here comes Brianna just out of her range. It wasn't a real high pop-up over towards the first base dugout. And that takes the count to 0-2. Couple of changeup from Brittany Bozer that have had Kayla Austin a little off balance. I'm going to bet we're going to see a fastball here. 0-2. See if she can strike out the side. Brittany Wines, there's the fastball, and it's inside. Brianna tried to bring it in on the corner, but Brian Olmscheid says, nope, inside. One ball, two strikes. Taryn Van Heel would hit next for Melrose. The 1-2 pitch. Lowell kicks up a cloud of dust through the batter's box. Two balls, two strikes as Kayla Austing batting for Melrose. Reardon plays right near the bag at third for Piers defensively. Treader at short. Here's the 2-2. Swing, pop, foul. This is what Austing did her first at-bat. Kept her at-bat alive until Brittany made a mistake with something over the plate and Austing lined it for a double. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Piers leading Melrose 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Loser goes home. Winner moves on in another elimination game tonight. 2-2. Change up hit well to center. Porter's back. Porter looking up, and it's off the wall. And Austing has done it again. A long double to deep center off the bat of Kayla Austing. That's two excellent at-bats by her. Again, Brittany got ahead, and Austing just battled up there. And the senior, Kayla Austing, with two doubles in the ball game, and the tying runs at second for Taryn Van Heel, the Melrose second baseman. Swing and a miss. And the Pioneers will relay a throw down to second with Kalushi coming over, taking one from Brittany Bozer. One strike to Van Heel, who popped up to Brianna near the first baseline in the first inning. And the windup. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Taryn Van Heel. Brittany struck out 11 against St. Cloud Cathedral on Tuesday. And here's the 0-2. Rise is up for a ball, 1-2. That one was to dead center field off the bat of Austing. And just banged off the fence. 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss, struck her out, strikes out the side, and Melrose cannot capitalize on a two-out double from Kayla Austing. We've completed three in Waite Park, with Piers in front of Melrose, 1-0.
Get ready for the 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now, featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piersfreedomfest.com or select Piers and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th, sponsored by Brandle Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Moody Sunflower Oil, and your country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
We come back to Waite Park, moving into the top of the fourth inning. Piers holding on to a 1-0 lead over Melrose, and it'll start with Emily Diker. Emily reached on an error.
Get on it, Al. Come on now.
And now she will start the fourth. Piers with a run on one hit. And Littmere with a good fastball in for a strike. Micaiah Littmere. No strikeouts, two walks so far. One run, one hit allowed. Pop foul out of play. First base side. Over to look is Hellerman, the first baseman, but well out of play. Takes the count to 0-2 to Emily Diker. Diker, Kalushi, Treader. Just inside. That looked like a pretty good changeup from Micaiah Littmere. It's a ball and two strikes.
All right, 21, here we go.
Low and in. Emily moves her feet out of the way. Two balls, two strikes.
Hey, Emily, get set.
Good crowd filling the bleachers here behind the ballpark. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Changeup, fouled away. Emily now with still a 2-2 count. Emily Diker ready. Littmere, and there's another foul ball chopped at the plate. Stays 2-2 to Diker. Emily, a sophomore. There's ball three inside. So Emily has really worked the count here. Now this will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to the leadoff hitter in the fourth. Pierre's got a run in the third. Here's the payoff pitch. Low, ball four. Diker, an excellent at-bat. She gets aboard with a leadoff walk to bring up second baseman Ella Colucci. Ella with a ground out, too short to end the second. So the Pioneers, that all-important leadoff batter on. Colucci runs up and watches it go outside, pulling the bat back. One ball. Diker at first, coaching Joe Call over there. Outside, no show of the bunt that time by Ella, but well out of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Terry Treader on deck. She's got the only Pioneer hit today. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Didn't fully commit, kind of a three-quarter swing there. 2-1 now to Ella. Top of the fourth underway here in Waite Park. 2-1 delivery from Littmere. Grounded foul to Coach Pepping, who boots it. 2-2. Left-handed hitting, second baseman Ella Colucci trying to get Diker around. Here's the pitch, swing and pop up. Maybe a play. No, I think that'll get onto the top of the screen. And it deflects into the crowd. Still 2-2 to Ella. Swing and a fly ball left center. That could be Austin coming in. Another great play by Austin. Wow. Robbing Ella of at least one base and maybe two. Another great catch by Austin in center field to left center and a full-out dive. Making every play out there. Now Terry Treader, who singled and scored the lone Pierce run, takes one high for a ball. So that's the first out of the inning. Austin still brushing the grass off her uniform out there. Here's one in for a strike from Micaiah Littmere. One ball, one strike. Boy, Austin gets to everything. That's her second diving catch, and she's dropped back and made a catch on a deep fly ball. There's a bunt up the line to first. Tough play. And safe at first. The ball got away to third. Goes Diker. Terry Treader able to push a bunt up the first base line. The pitcher, Littmere, tried to shovel it to Holly Hellerman, and the ball got off her glove. That'll be a sacrifice for Terry Treader. And Diker to third on the play, and it's first to third with one out for Emily Burgraff. Here's the pitch, and Emily shows bunt high, and Treader will tempt fate and just kind of wait and will stroll into second, hoping for a throw, and Melrose doesn't bite on it, so Terry to second. One ball to Emily Burgraff. Top of the order, and Jade Porter on deck. Bunted to third, but foul. Good attempt there by Burgraff. Freshman right fielder. Ball and a strike now. Pierce left the bases loaded in the third. Got one out of the situation. But another good chance here in the fourth. Ball and a strike to Emily Burgraff.
He's king.
Here's the windup by Littmere in the air. Set up to tag is Diker. The catch made by Austin. Here comes Emily to the plate. She's safe. And nobody covers home. Treader's going to score. Heads up base running. Nobody covered home plate. Emily Diker a little slow to get up as she slid into the catcher. And she kind of banged her knee into the shin guard of Walbeck, the catcher.
Good hard slide, Emily.
But both runners score. And the Pioneers now lead it 3-0. Burgraff flying to center. And now Porter rolls one to third, scooped up by Rademacher, and the throw is wide. Jade's going to wheel around first, motor to second, and she's safe. And now Hannah Call will step to the plate.
Hey, Hannah, your turn.
With a runner at second.
Bring her in, Hannah.
Up high. Couple of more errors this inning now. Four in the game. And the Pioneers have taken a 3-0 lead on Melrose. There are two outs. Hannah watches it high again, 2-0. Hannah has walked and grounded to short. Jade Porter stands at second with two down. Swings through a pitch to make it 2-1 to senior Hannah Call, the left fielder. Brianna Meyer would hit next. Again, Kayla Austing has made both putouts this inning. There's a foul ball into the screen. Two balls, two strikes now to Hannah Call. Top of four, Piers has added two to go up 3-0. The 2-2 windup by Littmere. Low. And it's a full count to Hannah. There goes Jade now on a late break, and she slides in safely. Porter, feet first slide into third. Now she's in good scoring position.
Get it through now. Come on, girl.
Stealing the third base bag on the throw back to the pitcher. Hannah, this one foul deep down the right field line and dropping onto the grass. Another chance here for Hannah Call to drive in Jade Porter.
Come on, nine.
Let's go, kid.
Again.
3-2 pitch. There's ball four. Runners at the corners for Brianna Meyer. And Hannah now will just keep running. They're going to tag her out. So that'll end the inning as the shortstop comes over Hinnenkamp and alertly the pitcher. Littmere turned as Hannah rounded first, tried to go to second, but they outcalled, and the Pioneers get two runs, and they do it without a base hit. A couple of errors, the sacrifice fly, sacrifice bunt, all kinds of things factor into it. And at the end of 3.5, it's now Piers 3, Melrose nothing.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Bottom of the fourth begins with Brittany Bozer facing Abby Hinnenkamp, the Melrose shortstop. First pitch is high for a ball. Piers 3, Melrose nothing. And that one high as well. That time Abby almost started to swing, but takes it for ball two. 3-0. Three runs on a hit. No errors for Piers. No runs. Two hits. Four errors for Melrose. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Brittany Bozer has struck out six, no walks. The only player she hasn't retired is Austing, who has doubled twice. She's gotten everybody else out. Swing and a miss there, 2-2. She got Hinnenkamp looking at strikes in the first inning. And now it's a 2-2 count to Hinnenkamp again. Two balls, two strikes to Abby Hinnenkamp. High. And the count goes full, 3-2. This is 3-4-5 in the Melrose batting order.
Bring it, Brett. Come right at her. Come on, girl.
Bolzer's 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her on strikes. Seven strikeouts for Brittany Bozer, one away, and it brings up Holly Hellerman, the first baseman. Hellerman grounding out to Claire Reardon at third base to end the first inning. First pitch she sees, swing on and a miss, one strike. Piers gets a run in the third, and they've added two more in the fourth. Foul back. Good cut there by Hellerman, but it's an 0-2 count now. Set up pretty well for a changeup after a couple of fastballs. Ashley Rademacher due up next for Melrose. Two-strike pitch. Just inside, 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Holly Hellerman with one out. High fly to center. Looks like Porter will come over. Jade will reach up and make the catch. Left center field. Two outs. Brings up third baseman Ashley Rademacher. Rademacher struck out, leading off the second. Nice running catch out there in the alley by Jade. And that pitch in for a strike. 0-1 right down the middle, about belt high. If Rademacher extends the inning, the catcher Kinsey Walbeck is due up. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch to Rademacher from Brittany Bozer. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Struck her out on three pitches. And Melrose is retired in order. Two strikeouts and a flyout to Jade Porter. And at the end of four, Piers 3, Melrose nothing.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Phelan Meats in Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Brianna Meyer to lead off the top of the fifth inning. Piers 3, Melrose nothing, and the first pitch is high from Micaiah Littmere. Pop to second and a fly out to center so far for Brianna, and that's taken inside. Piers has gotten three runs on just one hit. But they've done work with eight of four walks and four Melrose errors. Couple of wild pitches. There's a changeup across at the knees for a strike. Brittany Bozer and Taylor Cummings scheduled to bat here for Piers in the fifth. And they'll try and add to a three-run lead here. 2-1 pitch. Rope foul over the shoulder of a ducking Coach Pepping. 2-2 to Brianna Meyer, the senior catcher. Come on, four, protect now. Protect now, four. Micaiah Littmere, no strikeouts, four walks. The only hit for Piers is the Terry Treader leadoff single in the third. And Brianna takes aim at Matt again and makes him move out of the way. Not quite as hard a line drive that time, but enough to make Matt move. 2-2 to Brianna Meyer leading off the top of the fifth. Littmere deals, changeup way high, 3-2. Piers and Melrose. Littmere's payoff pitch. Ball four. A leadoff walk. Fifth walk for Littmere, and there's going to be a visit out to the pitching circle. And she's bringing the lineup card with her, so there's going to be a change. Change of pitchers coming here for Melrose.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street.
The new Melrose pitcher comes out of the dugout. It's Kenzie Meyer. Makaya Littmer goes to third. And moving out to right field is Ashley Rademacher. And a swing and a miss to Brittany Bozer on the first offering. 0-1.
You're on it, Britt. You're on it.
Pioneers have put Jaden Schmea running for Brianna Meyer as a courtesy. And there's a ball belted to center. Austin won't get that one. It's over her head. Jaden will race to third and take a wide turn as the throw comes all the way through. A double to deep center. Off the bat of Brittany Bozer brings up Taylor Cummings. So Jaden Schmea running for Brianna as a courtesy runner. Now at third, Bozer at second, and Cummings the batter. Low ball one from Kenzie Meyer. Here's the pitch to Taylor, who's twice grounded to short. Swings and misses. 1-1. Nobody out here. Throw to second, and Brittany back safely. That's only the second Piers hit. Treader had a single in the third, and now Bozer has doubled in the fifth. Emily Diker on deck. Here's the pitch. Taylor watches low, and good stop by Walbeck, the catcher. 2-1. Couple of big runs out here as this game moves to the latter stages. Pierce leading Melrose 3-0 in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Spins inside. And it's a 3-1 count to Taylor Cummings with first base open and Emily Diker on deck. Meyer in relief of Littmer. Low! And here comes Schmea. She's going to slide and score. The ball got away from Walbeck, and Jaden races home. Bozer goes to third, and now Cummings will just go to second. As Melrose not going to risk throwing the ball around, and it pays off in an extra base. So the wild pitch gets Jaden Schmea home to make it 4-0. And now Emily Diker will bat with second and third, nobody out. Right down the middle for a strike. That run is charged to Littmer, so that finishes her line. 4 runs on 1 hit today. And it looks like they're going to put a runner in here for Cummings. And it's going to be Emily Sedlowski going in to run. So we'll get a pinch runner for Taylor Cummings here at second base. And it's Emily Sedlowski. Low, good stop with the backhanded mitt by the catcher, Kinsey Walbeck. Ball and a strike. Emily Diker, good to see her back. She slid into home and banged up her knee. There's a strike called. Meyer, looks like she throws a little bit harder than the starter Littmer did. 1-2. Popped on the right field line. Trouble and fair. Bolzer's going to come in to score. Sedlowski's held at third on the RBI single by Diker. And now Emily will go to second as Melrose gives up the base again. One thing to give up the base, it also takes you out of a force play. As the Pioneers just continue running. So it's second and third. An RBI single down the line and right for Diker. She bunts it as Kalushi got underneath the bunt and popped it halfway up the third base line for a strike. 0-1. Ella's grounded out and flown out to center. Austin with an excellent diving catch in the fourth inning off a fly ball to left center by Ella. Sedlowski at third. Diker at second. That ball a little bit inside, a ball and a strike. Piers now leading 5-0 over Melrose. Pioneers trying to get to another elimination game. A little bit later on, Ella fouls one back, chased one up in the zone. One ball, two strikes. There's yet to be an out recorded here in the inning as the Pioneers knock out the starter, Littmer, after a leadoff walk to Brianna Meyer this inning. The 1-2 pitch. Just off the glove. No advancement, though, as catcher Walbeck able to get to it in a hurry. 2-2. Left-handed hitting Ella Kalushi. First base open, and Terry Treader is on deck. The next pitch. Little bit low as Ella watched it into the mitt. Full count. Piers really looking to open this up now. Here's the 3-2 to Kalushi. Low ball four. They're loaded for Terry Treader, the shortstop. Third walk of the inning. Kinsey Walbeck, the Melrose catcher, will go out and visit with Meyer. Kinsey Meyer on in relief here in the fifth for Melrose. So it's Sedlowski at third. Diker at second, Kalushi at first with nobody out. And Terry Treader, who's having a heck of a game offensively, has singled, sacrificed, and pops that one up, infield fly. Shortstop there, batter automatically out, and there's one out. Treader retired for the first out, and it brings up right fielder Emily Burgraff. Emily has delivered at the bottom part of the order with a walk and a RBI sac fly today. 5-0 Piers, that's the first out, and she lifts that one into left. Coming on and making the catch. Here comes Sedlowski to tag. She's safe. Sedlowski scores on another sac fly by Burgraff, and the other two runners advance as well as the throw came in home from left fielder Tammy Rademacher. So it's Diker to third, Kalushi to second, and Porter becomes the batter with two outs. And Jade pops it up out of play. Third base dugout roof takes a dent. So at the number nine spot, Emily Burgraff without an official at-bat, but a walk and two sacrifice flies. Very good day for Emily. Jade lines it up the middle. That's going to get two home. Diker's in. Kalushi scores right behind her. And Jade Porter smokes one up the middle to drive in two. Jade Porter rips one right back up the middle, and now Hannah Call to bat. And it's an 8-0 lead. There goes Jade. Throw to second, not in time. Porter steals second. Her second steal of the day. Pitch was a strike, I believe. Here's the windup. Meyer watched it low. Did Hannah? That's a ball. One ball, one strike. So the Pioneers bat around here in the fifth. Here's the 1-1 pitch. High. Hannah leans back from that one. 2-1.
Keep going here, Hannah. Keep this moving.
On deck would be Brianna Meyer. That one just a little bit low. 3-1 to Hannah Call. Swing and a miss. Good changeup by Meyer. Had her out in front of that pitch, and it's a full count. 3-2. Ball four. A walk. Across the way, it's Albany 2, Cathedral nothing in the bottom of the fourth.
All right, let's keep this going, girls.
And now Brianna Meyer bats with the bases full. She led off this inning with a walk. Here's the pitch. Well out of the zone. Ball one. 10th batter of the inning. Low. 2-0. No place to put Brianna Meyer, who could really rack up some damage here. Inside ball three, and now you got to fire a strike or force in a run. You've got Brittany Bozer on deck. Two outs in the inning. Here's the pitch. In for a strike. 3-1 to Brianna Meyer. No, you don't. There's a runner. No runner at third. I'm sorry. The sack fly. There's a ball blasted to left and down. Here comes Jade. He'll go to third, and they're going to get safe at third. Ball rolls away, and Hannah won't tempt it. Now the ball goes into the dugout. The ball goes into the dugout, and Hannah will score, and Brianna is awarded third. Two runs score.
Good job, Brianna.
Meyer ends up at third base. It's a 7-run inning, and it should be 10-0. And now Brittany Bozer stands in. Swing and a miss.
Just under it, Brett. Just under it.
It'll be an RBI single and then an error. And the ball went out of play. And there's a ground ball base hit. Meyer scores 11-0. With two outs. Taylor Cummings due up. Coach Pepping is talking. Looks like they're going to courtesy run for Brittany. Amaya Rushlow in to run for Brittany. Now the Pioneers have Cummings at the plate, and Taylor takes one outside for a ball. An 8-run fifth inning for the Pioneers. Now time. Home plate umpire stepping out from behind home, and he's walking down to talk with Coach Pepping, something about the substitution, I believe. It's a courtesy runner for Brittany Bozer. Shouldn't be an issue. Checking the lineup. So Taylor Cummings here.
All right, Taylor, here we go, huh? You got this.
Oh, this, I see what the question was. Swing and a miss. The question was, Taylor was pinch run for earlier, and now she's re-entered. 1-1. Little bit high, 2-1. Emily Sidlowski had run for Taylor earlier this inning, and now Taylor's batting again, so it's a re-entry here. And the pitch. Swinging a fly ball to left. Rademacher should have this, and does. But a huge fifth puts the Pioneers three outs from advancement. They send 12 batters to the plate. They score 8 runs, and they lead Melrose 11-0 with 3 outs to secure the win.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Kenzie Walbeck, the catcher, up for Melrose, and it's a quick 0-2 count against Brittany Bozer. It's Piers 11, Melrose nothing. Pioneers need 3 outs to move across the complex and keep their season alive. The 0-2 pitch, Bozer to Walbeck. Swing and a miss, strikeout, one away. That's 9 strikeouts for Brittany. And now it is the third baseman, Micaiah Littmer. An 8-run top of the fifth. Open things up for Piers to lead 11-0 and a chance to 10-run the Dutchman. That one's high. 1-0. It's a 2-hit shutout so far for Brittany. Littmer 0-for-1 with a flyout to Hannah Call. A little bit low. 2-0.
Okay, 2-5.
2-5, you got this. 2-0, Bozer to Littmer, the starting pitcher today for Melrose. Swings to a high offering on a 2-0 pitch to make it 2-1. So the Pioneers will look to knock out Melrose in the playoffs for the second year in a row. That one outside as Brianna framed it, but outside, 3-1. Brittany's not walked a batter today. If this is the end of the ball game after this inning, there's ball 4, low and away. Melrose gets a runner with one out, and it'll bring up, should be the pitcher spot here. It is. Kenzie Meyer, the pitcher, batting for the first time here in Brea Meyer's spot.
All right, 2-5, settle in.
And a strike called, 0-1. There will be a very brief post game so we can pack up and move across the complex for the next round tonight if the Pioneers can get through this inning. Melrose needs to score 2 to keep their season alive. There's a foul ball out of play. 2 strikes to Kenzie Meyer. Brittany Bozer with an 0-2 count to Kenzie Meyer. Swinging a pop-up to Claire Reardon, who's got it for out number 2.
Good job, Claire.
And now the Pioneers are an out away from moving on. Tammy Rademacher, the left fielder. Here's the pitch, and it's grounded into the hole into left field for a hit. A 2-out single for Rademacher. Littmer moves up to second base. Top of the order now, Kayla Osting, who has doubled twice, the last time to deep center. Albany is shutting out Cathedral 5-0 in the 7th inning. Across the way. Swinging a ground ball, foul past third. One strike to Austing. So if those scores hold up, it'll look like a rematch of Piers and Cathedral in about a half an hour. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Bozer to Austing. Swing and a miss, and now the Pioneers are a strike away from eliminating Melrose this afternoon. 0-2.
Okay, Brett, get tough now. Come on, girl.
2-5, you then.
2-4.
Here's the pitch. Fly ball down the line and left. It'll be foul. And Hannah will chase after deep in the corner, but out of her range. Still 0-2 to Kayla Austing. Austing, two doubles in the game. Rademacher's hit was only the third hit off Brittany. Here's the pitch. Outside, off the glove of Brianna. There go the runners, and Brianna won't test it. 1-2 now with runners at second and third on the wild pitch. So Melrose, if they can get that runner at second home, will go to the sixth inning at least. So this is a big situation here. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, ball game. Pioneers win 11-0 to eliminate Melrose.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, quick wrap-up on this one. The Pioneers break it open with an 8-run fifth, and they are likely going to get another look at Cathedral. Albany's up 5-0 in the seventh. And that'll be in about a half an hour. Piers gets 8 runs in the fifth inning to break it open. They led 3-0, and then they get the 3 outs they need in the bottom of the fifth to close the deal. Complete game win for Brittany Bozer. 5 innings, no runs. She allows 3 hits, and she ends up with a double-digit strikeout game of 10, issuing 1 fifth-inning walk. Kayla Austing with a couple of doubles. The other hit went to Tammy Rademacher. So the Pioneers got a run in the third, 2 in the fourth, and then 8 in the fifth, and they are moving on to Miller Park. About 6:45 or so, I would say, by the time the teams get over there and take some infield warm-up. So we're going to shut her down here and head across the complex. We got more Pioneer softball coming up. Pioneers play on with an 11-0 win over Melrose. Game 2 will come up here, I would say, right around maybe 7 o'clock as the Pioneer season stays alive with an elimination win over the Dutchman, 11-0. You heard it here on You Are There Sports.